Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes a abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday. This is Wealth Check Wednesday. So we're going to just jump right into it because I feel like you need a few reminders, okay? I know that I've talked about how important it is to have multiple streams of income, and I don't care where you start. Like, bitch, I just got a payment from Facebook for $12, okay? I'm celebrating that because it doesn't matter where you start, and it's always going to be at zero, okay? Always going to be starting at zero. You don't get to skip the steps, and it's a matter of being willing to commit to that and understand and nurture and grow whatever it is that you see, think, or believe to be possible. Because the truth is, you at the core of who you are meant to be successful. You at the core of who you are, it is in your true nature to be confident. You are powerful. You are strong. And imagine yourself, who would you be if you chose to get better and better every single day? Because honestly, the truth is, everything you need is in you right now. What if you wake up ready to take massive action because you've already made the decision that that's it? What if you decided that you're an unstoppable force of nature? What if you choose to be that living, breathing example of motivation? What if you are ready to submit to that life of abundance? Imagine every single day and you wake up, you don't know what's going to happen, but you know whatever's coming is going to be a positive and inspiring impact on yourself and the people that you come in contact with. What if you choose to rise above the thoughts that are trying to sink you down into your emotions? Because today is all you have. It is a phenomenal, beautiful day. And if you change the mindset about who you are, you change the trajectory of where you're meant to be. So can we talk about why you're not taking action on building those multiple streams of income? Okay. And I'm talking like maybe you've got the 9 to 5, maybe you have the full-time job. I bartend 2 nights a week. I'm outside of the house for, you know, it's like 12 hours a day, but I still, outside of that, I have the time to create that little, you know, mountain of income on Facebook, that $12. I think TikTok this week was $6.42. I have the time to nurture that and I can play the long game. I want to talk about why you're not doing it because there are so many online potential possibilities, okay? Absolute possibilities for moneymakers out there. So let's talk about why you're not doing this, okay? You think it's because you don't know. You don't know what to do. You don't know what it is to make money online. But the truth is, behind that little thought of the fact you might be lacking the knowledge, the truth is you're afraid of judgment. Oh, I know the truth hurts because you're like, I don't give a fuck what people think. Yeah, you do, hon. You do. And then you are struggling with what you think is a lack of motivation. First of all, motivation, you guys, I'm going to tell you, that's the person that will never answer the phone when you really need them. They will show up to any party, have a great time, and it's fun to enjoy it while it lasts, but they're not, motivation is not dependable, okay? And what you're really struggling with at this point is misaligned values. And this hit me really hard when I was doing my Bible study today. In fact, I posted on my Facebook page a big message that came through to me. And if you guys are like, what? You can hear God, he's talking to you. Absolutely. And the cleaner I am, like the cleaner I eat, you know, the healthier I am, the more noise I keep out of my ears, the more I stay off of my phone, which is today was not a day I will brag about staying off my phone. Okay. It's the misaligned values, you know, where this desire for more, you got to get it right. You got to get it right. It needs to be from a place that is solid with that core value. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of you have this huge excuse of like, Brandon, I just don't have time to build another stream of income. I don't have a lack of time. That's not true. It's just that your priorities are not clear. What you want, you don't want it bad enough because you're not willing to sacrifice. Every fucking buddy can sit back and dream and wish for shit to fall on their lap. Everybody does that. Everybody does that. You want everything that comes along with the second and third stream of income, but you don't want to have to show up and do the work. So then you settle for mediocrity. Then you're pissed and you're upset and you're living in this crazy push-pull tug-of-war within yourself because you know you're cheating yourself out of what's possible. And there's a part of you that you just think you don't know how to plan for things, but the truth is you just don't trust yourself anymore. You don't trust yourself anymore. And it's not that you're not capable. Everybody has the ability to do this. You have just leaned into this huge lie of all the limiting beliefs. And the gap between where you are today and where you dream of being, where you want to be, the only thing standing between you are the excuses that you accept. And if you really get to the core of what the real issues are, your excuses just fade away. They don't exist anymore. And it's because we believe those lies of like overwhelm. It seems daunting. You haven't even done it and you've already decided that you're tired. That's not fair. You need to build up that trust in yourself and understand that it's not about failing, okay? Because you're going to fuck up and make that exciting. The mess is how you get to the good stuff, the mistakes are how you learn. You got to get clear on these goals. You have to really decide if you want it. And babe, I'm not here to judge you, honestly. Like, my husband said something about this the other night when we're having these conversations about my business ideas. You know, he doesn't want to do the extra stuff. And you can't not want to do the extra stuff and then want to have the extra things. It doesn't work like that. So, what needs to happen is that you have to stop beating yourself up for being where you are if you're not willing to do whatever it takes to get outside of that space. You can't complain about the lack you have in your life if you're not willing to put in the extra oomph to get past that. If you're going to stay where you are, just accept that with grace and love. You can't just continuously beat yourself up because you're just leading yourself to this slow, miserable, painful death of regret. That's it. And we're not talking about, you know, doing big, massive things. It's like starting with some small shit, little things at a time. Be willing to educate yourself and get excited about what's possible. Do what it takes to build that trust with yourself. Find people who have done what you want to do. Networking is where it's at because this is where you're going to get the advice and this is where you're going to get that extra little push of motivation when you are completely lacking and motivation hasn't come to a party in a very long time. You need to create these networks. And you've really got to. I struggle with this as well, that building trust within yourself, because I have done a lot of things that I learned the hard way from. And I feel like I'm very good at showing you guys what not to do. Okay. So you don't have to be worried that my story is going to be your story because that's why we have these conversations. So it doesn't have to be. But I have lost a lot of trust within myself and with people around me. And that is why Brandon Lynette is starting at zero. And I don't care how many times I have to start over at zero, I am going to celebrate every single time that I'm willing to just start again. That's it. And part of like building that trust within myself is just continuing to practice that self-reflection, to just continue to assess where I'm at, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, and being able to look at the things that I want to shape into that big lie. The devil wants me to think that I fail all the time and I've ruined everything and I'm better just to stay safe and not try at all. That's what he wants all of us to believe, right? So I continue to reshape the stories in my head where I take the things that I see as failures and I set it up as a learning opportunity. I look for the red flags in every move that I've ever made, and you better believe I find them. So it makes me lean into my own knowing, my own intuition to be able to say, I feel like this is authentic. I feel like this is real. I feel like this is going to be something that, you know, can be set up for success. And when something feels off, I know the questions to ask now. So you rebuild the story. And every time I rebuild the story from these mistakes, I start building up the walls of resilience where I can push through anything. The thing that makes it super easy starting at zero is just being you. That is all you have to do. You don't ever come into these business ventures or any way of bringing in a multiple stream of income. I don't care what company you join, what product you sell, what you want to do. The thing that keeps me from not losing my shit is that I only have to be me. Today, when I show up, wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing, I just have to be me. That's it. And when you align your actions with your values and your belief and you stay authentic to who you are, your self-trust is off the charts. Off the charts. And I think because I've built that self-trust within myself where I know I just have to show up as myself, it's a little less exhausting. I don't have to go out of my way to put on a show. I don't have to go out of my way to do a song and dance. You guys get the realest fucking version of me every time I do this podcast. You have heard me through my ups and downs and highs and lows, high energy, low energy, zero fucks given, all of it. Happiest moments, saddest moments, all of it. I don't ever come on here and try to put on a song and dance and be like, okay, no, it's, I don't have to do anything but show up as me. That takes so much weight and pressure off whatever business venture you choose to go through. And you do things that are going to continuously improve your abilities in areas that matter to you. Mastery is 100% necessary for your confidence. And this is where you really lean into that self-trust because you start seeing, oh, I'm succeeding. Oh, I'm succeeding. I'm doing better. Staying in a level of self-awareness is going to take back that self-doubt 100%. 100%. And the most important thing that I want you guys to get out of this conversation when we talk about what it takes to show up is you're going to retell the stories that you've believed. And I'm going to go over some things with you one more time because I think it's important that you have this mindset, but you've got to treat yourself with kindness. You have to be compassionate with yourself. You cannot build a positive self-image with hate and loathing. It just doesn't work. So you've got to come from that place of absolute self-love, absolute just commitment to who you are. And you have to learn to be okay with not being the best. I think the most incredible thing about confidence is that it's not that you show up being the best. I think confidence is showing up and knowing that you're okay with not being the best. I can look for the truths of everything in my life as everyone can. Everyone can. What you look for, you're going to find every single time. You're going to find it. If you want to look for reasons that your marriage is falling apart, I promise you'll find it. If you want to look for reasons that you're husband is in love with you, you're going to find that. If you want to look for reasons why you shouldn't start a business, you're going to find that. If you want to look for reasons why you shouldn't show up on a podcast, you're going to find that. If I want to look and see who's better than me out there, I will always find someone who is better than me. But the opposite is true. I could show up in this podcast confident because they aren't me. And someone's perspective is what's better is not going to be the same as someone else. And if you are willing to show up as yourself, to change the life of one person. That's it. No pressure. You're not out here trying to win over the world. You want to change the life of one person. You got to show up authentically, confident, and be okay with not being the best. And this story that you're telling yourself, the story you're telling yourself, that's the life you're going to live. If it is always shit, you're never going to be successful. You're never going to have a stream of income. Babe, you're never going to have it. You're never going to be anywhere different than where you are in this moment. Life doesn't reflect our intentions. It doesn't reflect our dreams. It reflects our actions and the words that we're telling ourselves and the things that we're speaking out loud. You want to be refined. And that's the struggle. The struggles are refining you, like that pressure that is put on coal to turn you into a diamond. That resistance is your fucking power. It is your power. And we're going to talk about some truths. We're going through the list of truths one more time because I love you so much. And I want you to understand that multiple streams of income aren't negotiable anymore. It's necessary. It is necessary to find a way to bring in money in different areas of your life. Putting your eggs in one basket, not a fun time. Y'all know I went through this thing with MLM where, you know, it's a love-hate relationship. I see so much of the toxic shit that has happened that has earned the bad reputation. And I see things like what happens with Beachbody, and it's all just confirmed. Like, it's never going to be your business, babe. Okay. But it is a stream of income. I do get a paycheck from MLM, and I'll continue to get a paycheck from MLM, but I know that it's not my everything. It is not my everything. You do not put all your eggs in one basket. You will get caught with your pants down at the worst absolute time. Just like anyone with a 9-to-5, anything can happen. You know, one of my friends the other day, I just got laid off out of the blue. What do you do? What do you do? Another person, someone that I spoke to, I told you guys, I spoke at a recovery rally in Southwest Michigan. And the woman that actually invited me, the day after she asked me to come speak, she actually got laid off too. So nothing is guaranteed. That's why we want multiple streams of income, because anything can happen at any time. And you want to protect your assets. You want to protect your hard work. You want to protect you and to be able to provide for your family and to live the life that you want. Not be dodging bill collectors all the time. I've done that. It's not fun. I did that. And they're relentless, relentless in the pursuit of their money. And we're called to give Caesar what is Caesar's. So we got to pay our shit, right? Got to pay our shit. So let's figure out a way to do that. And you start with the stories in your head. So listen, babe, you are absolutely worthy of success. You are full of confidence. You are powerful. You are strong. Every single day you step into that potential and power to get better and better. Everything you have is within you right now. You wake up ready to seize the day. You are an unstoppable force of nature. You are a living, breathing example of forward momentum. You are living a life of abundance. Every day you wake up, you inspire someone else to take the next right step. It is easy for you to step into the power and the potential of who you are and who you're going to become. I love you. I believe in you. You've got this, baby. Well, check Wednesday. I'll see you guys tomorrow.